When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I cannot tell you how many people I have been listening to in the wide world of media, some of the biggest celebrities in the business, and they're talking about something that they've just discovered that my guest, that if you go now to kdkradio.com and click on KDKA Watch, we are streaming on the Metropolitan Window video screen. Jessica Festa has been talking about for years regenerative cellular therapy designed to maintain, heal, and regenerate tissue. This type of therapy is great for knee, shoulder, ACL tears, back pain associated with degenerative disc or damaged tendons. And it's usually being talked about, well, people that are 50, 55, 60, and how the body starts changing, slowing down, and how by doing these procedures, they have never felt better, and it's almost as though they've got that youthful step back in their life. So here she is to talk all about it, Jessica Festa. But before she does that, if you're watching this thing stream live, I have in my hand the envelope, and I want to say thank you to one of their patients who did something very wonderful for me, a kind gesture. I've talked about many times family and memories and my love of certain things and hobbies and what have you. But one of the things that I think about every weekend when the Sunday paper rolls out, and it still does, my father and I, after Mass on Sunday, him reading Prince Valiant and reading the comics, and I at the foot of that couch with him reading comics. And she sent me a bag of my favorite comics and a wonderful card. So, Diane, I really appreciate what you did. And, of course, with Dale, the Santos family, much love from your Pratt Pack, and that was a very kind gesture.
Wasn't that nice? She waited for me over an hour. My first client had canceled, and I was coming in late. And I came in, and she was like, "You're late." And I'm like, "What is happening right now?" And she waited. She wanted me to, she knew I was on this week. So thank you, Diane. That was very nice of you. Made his day.
It did. That was very kind. Little things that make a big difference. Okay. I'm telling you, everybody's acting as though they've discovered this.
I know, right?
And one person in particular is a guy that you've talked about from down under, the great Mel Gibson. Yep. I heard him talking about it on a podcast and just saying how it really, not only his father, but himself, mm-hmm. he, and of course, my age, mm-hmm. a little bit older, he said it's kind of given him his youthful step again.
And, you know, Mel had taken his father, who had stage 4 cancer, to get a stem cell infusion. And the guy had to be wheeled in a wheelchair into the facility, and he wheeled the nurse out when he left cancer-free. So we knew, I mean, we knew about that when it happened, and we were already in practice, but we were thrilled that we have colleagues out of the country who have facilities that are doing that. Like here in the U.S., you're just not allowed to say that you do any form of cancer treatments or that kind of, like those kind of big number things is what I always say it comes down to. But we have friends who own clinics in multiple countries. Like we visited Costa Rica last year. So we have started facilitating trips, like health trips to Costa Rica and to Colombia so that people can get these bigger treatments for bigger problems that we just can't treat here in the U.S.
So let me just ask you, and this may be a far-fetched statement, but I think it's the reality and it's going to be the future. You know, they say that 60 is the new 50 and
sure.
what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But this could actually slow down aging by just getting these tune-ups.
It actually does slow down. What it does is when you say that the 50 is the new or 60 is the new 50.
Right.
We always say with these procedures, you can really take back about 10 years worth of your health in the wear and tear on your body. And so if you think back to 10 years ago, How did you feel? How did your knees feel going up the stairs? You can go back. And there are ways and means to do that, and we're doing it at Optilux. So it's exciting at all times to go to work and to see what has happened, because every day somebody comes back in for some, you know, procedure or process, and their stories are fantastic. If any of our patients are out there this morning, and I know I've spoken to a couple of people about calling in over the last couple of years, if you feel like it this morning and you're up and you're ready to tell your story, by all means, call in and we'll see if we can get you on the air this morning.
We'd love to hear from you.
What's that?
I said, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. I mean, I am so encouraged by the stories, because when you get into healthcare, anybody that gets into healthcare has a heart for people. You want people to be well. You want to see them feel good and to enjoy their families and enjoy vacations. I heard all of the promos, you know, on my way in this morning. You're not taking that vacation if you don't feel well. You're not even going to the travel convention if you don't feel well. We can get you to feeling well. And that's what is exciting about regenerative medicine, is there's really very few, and I don't know what they are, but I have to say very few because they must exist, limitations on them. I mean, from the aspect of regenerating your skin, you know, there are procedures with PRP that we can do that regenerate your skin. Us girls, we stick all kinds of creams, and people are going for Botox and all these injections. And it's very obvious when somebody has had those procedures done, and it's creating this whole new look of women. And for me, I don't do any of that, but I do regenerative medicine. I'm willing to age gracefully, but you still want to look, you know, normal, should I say, like, you know, not plastic or whatever like that. That's how I want to age. My mother has beautiful skin, so I think I'm good for quite some time. But I have done PRP facials, which are called vampire facials, is like the trademark.
Right.
We do those in our office. So things like that. But when you do a full body protocol, we have more people than ever investing in full body protocols. I just had a guy last Thursday. He put 100 million cells in his body. Wow. He didn't have anything wrong. His knees were starting to wear a little bit. So of course we at first targeted the knees for him. And he said, you know, I've been hearing you talk about the full body protocol. What about that? So we told him, and he said, okay, well, let's do what you said, putting PRP in my knees and doing a full body protocol. How many cells can I have? We said, really, it's kind of a budget thing. We could tell you what our ideal is for you, but we have them in 20 million cell doses. So you can choose. And he picked to do 100 million. And I am so excited to see next month what he feels like, and for the next couple of years to just watch him.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to step out. When we come back, we're going to explain the science behind it, how they do it, where they have more success. And more importantly, she's got a seminar coming up on Monday. So she's going to tell you about that right now.
Yeah. Monday at 12:30 at our office in New Kensington, just off of exit 14 on Route 28. It's easy to get there. It's 28 and then one road straight from 28 and you'll run into my office. So it's not hard to find. It's not hard to get to. There's not a lot of traffic in New Kensington. So don't worry about getting lost. But 12:30, right in my office, you'll be in the waiting room. You'll be able to see the facility and see that it's very comfortable and very easygoing. And we'll have a talk. I do a PowerPoint presentation. It's just me standing there talking to you. So it gives you an opportunity to have some particular questions answered and to just get more comfortable with us.
All right. Again, Jessica Fester, the Optilux Wellness Center, her and Dr. Ron and that staff doing incredible things every single day. 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. And if you're dealing with an issue today that just doesn't have you feeling right and you want some help or some advice, 866-391-1020. We'll come back in just a couple of moments more of the Optilux Wellness Center, our Pittsburgh work show for this Saturday morning with your Pratt Pack on KDK. Good morning.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back with Jessica Festo, the Optilux Wellness Center. Tell them about the seminar, then we'll talk about the science.
All right, so Monday, this coming Monday, January 20th at 12:30 in the afternoon, we will host a seminar in our office at 706 Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington. Just take exit 14 off of Route 28. It'll lead you straight to us. So that'll be a time where you get to interact with me. And Dr. Festa is typically there. Sometimes he runs out to have a meeting or grab lunch, but he's usually in and around. You can ask questions. If you are coming from far away, you could call today, tomorrow, and leave a message. We could do an exam and a consult with Dr. Festa on Monday so that you don't have to drive back and forth twice. That way, hopefully, we still have an opening sometime in the morning, either just before the seminar or right after the seminar, and get your questions answered, get you a price, and what are your options, that sort of thing for you on Monday.
All right, 706 Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington. That's this Monday, January 20th, and it's a holiday, too. So if you're off from work, good place to go and spend a little time, 724-335-5210. So where are these stem cells from?
So what we do is we purchase them from a stem cell bank. What happens is a mother will donate the cord, the umbilical cord, after a live cesarean birth. A lot of families are choosing now because they hear a lot about stem cells. You can actually freeze and keep your own child's stem cells in a stem cell bank for later use for you or your family. But some people don't choose to do that. It's a few hundred dollars a month to store those cells. There are some rules pertaining to it for your own use, just so that you know, but definitely look into it. I think it's a phenomenal thing to get to do. But in our case, when the mom decides to not store her own cells, she has the opportunity to donate the cord. And that these stem cells are from the internal lining that's called Wharton's jelly on an umbilical cord. And so the stem cell bank, immediately they freeze them, and you know, that keeps them. They test them. It's all pre-planned. And we have gone so far as to find a company now who only uses unvaccinated moms and unvaccinated, you know, the infants aren't vaccinated yet when they come out of the womb. But being that we just don't know how far reaching the side effects from certain vaccines are going to go, you want as pure of a product as you can. Something before, the most questionable thing that has ever been used in healthcare, I think, in our generation's history of at least three generations back. It's very controversial, and I get that. But what we wanted to do was to go as close to prior to the vaccine as we could. So we took extra measures, and we have had phenomenal results with these cells. We have dealt with four different stem cell banks. We love them all. This one in particular came to us whenever Florida had the storms, and we couldn't get our cells. And we had a whole bunch of people coming, and they overnight them, so they're frozen. And when that storm hit Florida, they couldn't get from Tampa to us. And so another colleague recommended this place, and we just grew to love them. And so now we have from all over the country, just in case storms and things, natural disasters happen, that we can still fulfill our promise to you. But that's where they come from. It makes it a lot more effective when you use cells from these newborns. Nobody was injured in the process. There was no abortion. It was all from live births. It was a pre-planned cesarean birth and a pre-planned donation. But what happens is your other alternative is to drill into your hip and pull it from bone marrow. That isn't ideal. There's several reasons why. One, you're injuring yourself. Two, your cells are much older, and so they don't have as long of a, say, shelf life. They're not going to replicate as many times as a newborn cell would do. So you have telomeres on these cells and on these strands. And what happens is every time that you replicate a cell, this telomere gets a little bit shorter. It's kind of like just notches of, you know, how many times, how much life this cell still has in it. So with a newborn, the telomere is at its longest it's going to possibly be. It's brand new. And so we're able to get great results in more replication of cell within your body, which means more growth of new soft tissue or new bone or more neural tissue, organ tissue. If you have things going on with internal organs and you do a full body protocol, there are ways to prove and show that you are having growth and regeneration within the organ systems of your body. That's what we love about doing those full body protocols. When you can buy 100 million cells that are brand new, that haven't had any kind of fast food, who haven't breathed dirty air, who haven't drank any alcohol. These are clean, the most perfect version of this cell that you can get. And so now you're introducing those into your body, and your body knows exactly what to do with them. Mesenchymal stem cells, which is the name of the cell that we use, they are able to become many different kinds of tissues, anything from bone to neural tissue, any kind of soft tissue within the body. They're really great cells. I always tell people they're sort of like undeclared freshmen. You throw them into the environment and they find the space where they fit in most, and they start to grow and thrive there. So it's always fun for us to watch how much unexpected growth occurs, meaning it's unexpected from the patient's point of view, not ours. We've had enough time now under our belts to see just some incredible things. But this gives you the opportunity to not damage yourself, to not kill some of your own cells in the process, because your cells will die within the process of extraction and reintroduction and the process that they go through once they've been extracted. You now have the opportunity to really kind of pick and choose, how many cells do I want, instead of going through a procedure, which, ironically enough, when you damage a bone, these cells can become bone. So if you put them back into the body, say in the knee, that maybe you took it out of your right hip, now you put it into your right knee. Because you have an acute, a brand new injury into that hip, what'll happen is your body will naturally take those cells and move them to the closest fire, so to speak, the newest injury. And so you'll lose the benefit of what you're putting in your knee to your hip to heal what you just did to yourself. You don't experience that whenever you just introduce 100 million or 20 million, whatever it is, cells that are from outside of you. It's interesting that these are a kind of cell that it doesn't need to be blood typed. So you can transfer mesenchymal stem cells from one person to another. That's why if you've saved your child's cord blood, you're able, say, God forbid, you come up with cancer or Parkinson's or some kind of breakdown in your own life, you're able to use your child's stem cells for yourself. Because you're able to transfer those from one person to another. Now, PRP is a different animal. That's an actual blood product. You can't intermix those. You have your blood drawn in our office. We spin that and we give that back to you. That has to stay put.
We're going to talk about that as we get back as well, too. But many more questions. We're going to talk more about the procedure. Obviously, people were wondering about the cost, all of that. But it does work. They have helped so many people. I'm sure many of you, if you would ask, hey, where'd you get your help? More times than not, Optilux Wellness Center. They've been the pioneer in this region. They've been doing it longer and better than anyone else. So here is their number, 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. Just about a minute to the break. Tell them about the seminar.
Okay, so the seminar is, again, this Monday, January 20th at 12:30 at our office in New Kensington. We're on Stevenson Boulevard, which is the street in front of Valley High School. So we are just right across from Valley High School in New Ken. Come off of exit 14 and head straight, and you'll see our office on the left.
All right, that's Jessica Festa, the Optilux Wellness Center. Her and Dr. Ron doing incredible things every day out there in New Kensington. Again, go out there, be a part of that seminar. It's free. And again, their number is 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. Impending cold watch weather, minus 25 wind chill factor beginning Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the high may only be 10 degrees above zero. The coldest stretch of weather we've had in this region since the late 1900s. So AccuWeather and Rob all over that story, along with CBS Radio News, taking a look up and down the East Coast. So stay with us today on KDKA. Good morning.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is paid for by Optilux Wellness Center.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, coming up next hour, Brian Carranza, Secure Money Advisors, 9 o'clock, MediConnect, the inside connection. The open enrollment period is underway. The guys from True Value are going to be one of our probably most listened to shows in recent years because of the impending cold watch. And again, in case you haven't heard, Sunday night, through next Wednesday, minus 25 wind chill, might not get as high as maybe 10 if we're lucky Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So they're going to give you everything that you need to know in that 10 o'clock hour. And they are open for business today, waiting to serve you with all of those cold weather related issues that you may be dealing with, and hopefully nothing serious. All right, then at 11 o'clock, getting ready for that Pittsburgh Travel Showcase. We'll be there broadcasting live next Saturday from 9 in the morning until 1, two-hour edition of AAA Central's Talking Travel. Alicia Mazel will be here today talking all about it on AAA Central's Talking Travel. But right now, we're talking regenerative cellular therapy with Jessica Festa, her and, of course, the great Dr. Ron Festa down there in New Kensington at the Optilux Wellness Center. So the question about stem cells, are they FDA approved?
Yes. See, here's the thing. I don't look good in orange, and I'm not going to jail for your health care. Yeah, everything that needs to be FDA approved is, but there was actually a Supreme Court ruling saying stem cells are not a food, a drug. They're a biologic, and they are proprietary. So you can't really say that, like, for them to put certain labels on it when it's FDA approved or whatnot. Everything is approved. Everything is very high science, and yes, so it's very safe. It's very, very safe, and it's very effective. And we're having a great time doing it. It's been a real godsend from the problem that we were facing in our practice with our patients aging. We've been in practice over 30 years. I think this is Doc's 32nd year as a doctor of chiropractic. So you have patients who age along with you. And people were starting to face knee replacements and hip replacements. And we had a couple people that just had a bad outcome. And that was really frustrating, because our goal is to have people have as healthy and as long of a life as possible, but to do it feeling good without drugs and surgery. And so here we were adjusting people. But if the wear and tear, that degeneration had occurred because they aged, they maybe worked in the steel mill or were a school teacher or hairdresser, somebody that just was on their feet a lot, the constant pressure, the bending and all of that on your knees, the tissue just wears out. It's the natural process of aging. What are you going to do about that? Regenerative medicine. So if something is degenerating, the opposite to stop and rebuild it is regeneration. And so that's what we ended up deciding to get into. One of our good friends over in Phoenix, Arizona was already into it and had talked to us about 2 years earlier. I was in the throes of raising young children at the point, you know, my kids were little, and I said to Doc, I cannot take on one more thing. Like, I'm here. But then we had another bad outcome with a person in her knee replacement. And it was just one of those moments where I was like, you know what, we have to do this. And so we found the group to teach us all about it. I still go to their conferences every few months and learn the latest and greatest, and have great vendors and great opportunities to meet for, like, top of the line knee braces, things that you just don't see on Amazon, and that I can still keep affordable and bring into the New Kensington area, to bring into the Pittsburgh area. This is kind of an area where we get things a couple years after everybody else, like maybe on the West Coast, gets it. We wanted to bring it here in a hurry to help our patients be able to take back control of their health and of their life. So it's been a blessing. It's been a real blessing to be able to take people away from the knee replacement, or sometimes even worse for them is if they're not at the point of a knee replacement, but they're in pain. But the ortho, and we have an orthopedic surgeon that works for us and with us. He's fantastic. And we have an orthopedic PA who works for us, and he's part of the system here in Pittsburgh as well. These guys know what they're looking at. That's their thing. Either they rehab it or they replace it, either one of them in their professions. And so when you have guys like that who are backing this, who are the ones doing our procedures, by the way, they do all of our injections for us. And you get to see where they'll even look at the x-rays and say, this isn't bad enough to be replaced, but this person's still in pain. What are they supposed to do? Walk around in pain for another 5 to 10 years until they're, you know, quote unquote, bad enough to be eligible for the replacement? You can save yourself that whole step. You can get out of pain. You can take back control of your own healthcare and say, it doesn't matter what my insurance company says, because insurance doesn't cover this particular stuff anyhow in any realm. They don't cover regenerative medicine in any kind of facilities at this point. So it's not a matter of, let me look around and see if somebody else is covered. It's just not. The only thing that I have been able to get covered is PRP in auto and work comp. So if you have a soft tissue injury, maybe a back injury, I have a lot of guys that come in with back injuries from work, low back injuries. You can have PRP put into the paraspinal muscles or maybe into what's called your quadratus lumborum, that QL muscle. It's a huge muscle in your low back. And get those muscles to not only settle down, but they're settling down because they're healing. So I used to work for ATI for 16 years, and there was a lot of times where cortisone was just the first step. And that's what everybody got. And I had guys come in with diabetes because they had had so much cortisone. One of the downsides of cortisone is it can cause diabetes. It can cause, you know, glaucoma and all of these lifelong issues when it was a trusted, you know, treatment plan for an injury that was done, you know, maybe at work. And so they have to do what the work doctor tells them. You can forgo all that. You can use PRP and still get the benefit of pain relief and pain management because you're repairing the area that's healed. So we don't want to numb, dumb, or cut the thing out. We want to honor the body and go, what's hurting? Why? Like if you have, like everybody knows I have children. I talk about them all the time. If Carson would come to me and say, Mommy, I don't feel good. And I go, here's an iPad. Go sit in the corner. I don't want to hear that you don't feel good. Or here's a sleeping pill. Go to sleep. I don't want to hear about it. How long until maybe Carson would have a real problem, right? You don't want to numb, dumb, or send away the problem that you have. You have to hear the body talking to you and crying out for help. And it does it in a lot of subtle ways at first. And then it gets louder and louder the longer that you leave it be. So with regenerative medicine, with chiropractic care, with some few tweaks to your nutrition, you can make great, great strides in a short amount of time that are permanent, mind you. Cortisone wears off. We all know that. And usually your first dose is like heaven and everybody's like, yay, that works so great. Next subsequent doses don't work as well. Not only is that frustrating, it's damaging to the body. And then if you take NSAIDs, right, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, those exacerbate the problem. So if you're taking it for arthritis, it's actually speeding up the arthritis. It's speeding up the degeneration of the tissue in the joint spaces, which is what in your head you're taking it for the pain of, but you're actually causing the pain to worsen in the long term because you're getting rid of that tissue at a much faster rate than had you just dealt with the pain. So here's the thing. You don't have to deal with the pain. You don't have to just live with it. You can stop it in its tracks for good. And then your joint space is healthier because the regenerative medicine is meant to regrow the tissue. So it's not temporary. Your body is just now given the cells. Maybe it's these mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix. Maybe it's just PRP. But either way, we give your body the ability to actually heal itself, to regrow tissue like it did when you were younger. Just as we get older, our count of mesenchymal stem cells gets smaller. So as you age, your stem cell count is less and less and less. And unfortunately, that's what aging is about. So if we are able to give you a bunch of them, and say you did 100 million like this gentleman last week did, he's got billions of cells in his body at this point because these newborn cells actually replicate every 24 hours. So if this was a bank account and we gave you $100 million last week, okay, how many times could that replicate in 7 days' time? 100 million was 200 the next day, 400 the next day, 800 the next day, and so on. And it'll do that for about 6 months to a year. So the amount of healing potential that you have by introducing these cells into your body is like nothing else that you will naturally create on your own.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. She's going to tell you about the seminar, which is free this Monday, January 20th at their location. Then we'll come back. We'll dabble in a couple of other things and why this is something you should be thinking about cost, because what price can you put on your health? What price when you look at maybe the rest of your life taking medication, regular routine doctor visits, possible surgery, when you can get in and at least know where you stand? So tell them about the seminar.
So the seminar is this Monday, January 20th. And here's the thing, as you were talking about the weather, I'm getting nervous about that because I'm thinking people may not want to come out in this weather. So make me a deal. If you are coming to the seminar, would you just please call our office at 724-335-5000. 5210 and let me know that you intend to come. I will do the seminar. If I know that even one person is coming, I will stay. But if I don't have people coming and you're worried about the weather, maybe even call in and tell me that as well. And I would be willing to reschedule this meeting because of the weather situation.
Okay.
And could call you guys back and give you a new date. But I'm almost positive my kids are going to get called off of school. And so I just want to make sure that we keep everybody safe. I don't want people coming out in the weather if it takes a turn for the worse by Monday afternoon. But as of now, Monday at 12:30 at our office.
All right, good okay. stuff. Thanks, Jess. 724-335-5210. Yeah. Jessica Fester, Rob Pratt, back with more in a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so as we get ready to wrap up the hour, again, weather permitting, she's going to hold this seminar coming up on Monday at 12:30. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But everybody wants to know, and that's the first thing they'll say to me when they see me at the grocery store after your appearance. Well, how much is that going to cost?
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is, I don't know. That's not my pay grade, but I can tell you this. If you can get out of pain, it's pay me now or pay me later. It's better to get it done now and to get back to life than to continually have to go back to doctor visit, pick up more prescriptions for medicine that's just a Band-Aid, or go through some sort of surgery that's not going to fix the problem, only going to give you maybe a few months or a year or two of being pain-free, and then it's only going to come back. This is the natural way for your body to heal itself. So let's talk about cost and why cost efficiently, the smart thing is to get in and get it done. And PRP treatments are anywhere near what any of you are thinking the cost would be.
Right. Yeah, they're only a few $100s. So depending on how much, if you think about the size of the joint of your hip versus the size of the joint of your knee or maybe your elbow or shoulder, they're all different sizes, which means that they can absorb a different amount of volume of these treatments. And it depends on your amount of degeneration. Maybe you just want to do it because you know that you have done some sort of thing to yourself repetitively in your shoulder. You're like, now I'm kind of just waiting for, the other shoe to drop. Excuse me, on this. Maybe you're not I'm in so much pain, but you're getting those little twinges here and there. Take care of it, the sooner the better. It'll be less expensive because you won't need as much tissue to regenerate, which means you don't need as many cells, which means you're not going to pay as much. So with PRP, platelet-rich plasma, that can't be used sufficiently for every case. Like sometimes if your knee is really bad, PRP is not going to be your ideal answer. You would want to move into the regenerative cellular therapy where you have stem cells in the matrix and PRP all being utilized to regrow that joint space because you've had a lot of degeneration. Now, if you've just maybe sprained or strained your knee, maybe you tweak that meniscus golfing, something like that, it's not a big, big deal, but it's a bother. Now we can use PRP in there to heal tears and rips and that sort of thing and sprains and strains. Some of it, if the degeneration is slight within that knee joint, PRP can take care of it. But if it just depends on the degree of your injury and of your degeneration. So PRP in general starts at about $300 for a treatment. And a lot of soft tissue injuries are fixed with that. This isn't something that you come back a whole bunch of times unless you so if you're going to do like a full body protocol with a focus on your knees, you're probably going to come back a total of like 4 times in the course of 4 or 5 months at first, because you'll get your PRP, you'll get the stem cells in the matrix, and then you'll get a few follow-ups once a month of PRP. So it's once a month, it's an injection, and then you're free to go. There is not any big long protocol. There's no PT, there's no prescriptions, there's no surgery, there's not even any downtime. So you don't have to miss work. You could literally come to me on your lunch break, have this done, and go back to work. We just ask that you don't take any anti-inflammatories for a few days before the process or within like a week after the process. Sometimes inflammation is actually your friend when it comes to the healing game. So we like to do as much as we can with the body and its natural healing potentials as possible and not take away the body's natural response. So PRP is your least expensive option. It can be added into most of the stem cell protocols. And if it's in a joint space, it'll be added in. If you wanted to do a sphenocath, we have a lot of people coming in for the sphenocath, which is there's a sphenoid bone up here in your like sinuses, and a catheter is like two little tubes, right? So we spray the actual solution up through your nose. You lay back. It takes about 10 minutes to then let that solution absorb. It'll cross the blood-brain barrier. I hate to have this analogy, but just like cocaine, right? You put this up your nose, it hits that wall, and it changes your experience of life, let's just say. Well, with stem cells, they will go through the same route, but they will change your life in a good way and go in and actually help heal the neural tissue. There's a lot of nerve endings. There's a lot of synapses that are going on up there. And if you've had a head injury, a concussion, a stroke, if you're starting to feel like maybe dementia is starting to, you know, knock on the door a little bit, you can use these procedures to take back time to help the brain heal. And we've had great results with that every time. It's so much fun to watch happen.
One more time before we go, okay. Details about the seminar and how they can call and at least let you know if they're going to come.
Yeah, I am asking because of the weather situation this time. I really do want you guys to call and let us know. So this Monday, January 20th at 12:30 at our office in New Kensington, take exit 14 on Route 28. And then you just go straight and the office will be up on your left about a mile and a half up. Really easy to get to. We're really easy to work with. But I would like you to call the 724-335-5210 and just let me know if you are coming so that I either wait or I go ahead and go home and get to the kids.
All right. Sounds good. You did a great job. We'll see you in February.
Yes, everybody. We're going to be on the third Saturday of every month from the whole year. I've booked out 7 to 8 a.m. So join me every third Saturday morning here with Rob.
She's everywhere. Her and Dr. Ron doing incredible things in New Kensington. And really, you need to get to that seminar. It's free and it truly can be a game changer for you. All right, stay with us. News at 8. And then Brian Caranta is here. It's another edition of Secure Money Advisors on the Money moments away. KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by Optilux Wellness Center. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.